the biological blueprint of connection. Beneath every hug and handshake lies a complex network of mechanoreceptors and neurochemical signals. This article explores the fascinating science of haptics, from the discovery of the emotional C-tactile fibers to the way touch stimulates the vagus nerve and lowers cortisol. Discover how your skin acts as a direct line to your brain's emotional center and why physical contact is a vital biological requirement for human health and survival. Science of touch. To the casual observer, a hug or a handshake is a simple social gesture. However, beneath the surface of the skin lies one of the most complex and sophisticated sensory systems in the human body. The science of touch, known formally as haptics, involves a lightning-fast dialogue between the skin, the spinal cord, and the brain. Understanding the physiological mechanisms behind touch reveals why it is so much more than a sensation. It is a fundamental biological driver of health, development, and emotional survival. The architecture of the skin. The skin is our largest sensory organ, covering approximately 2 square meters and weighing between 3 and 5 kilograms. It is embedded with a diverse array of specialized sensory neurons known as mechanoreceptors. These receptors are the translators of the physical world, converting mechanical pressure into electrical signals that the brain can interpret. There are 4 primary types of mechanoreceptors in human skin, each tuned to a specific frequency of vibration or pressure. Meissner's corpuscles, located near the surface, these are highly sensitive to light touch and changes in texture. Pacinian corpuscles, situated deeper in the dermis, these detect deep pressure and high-frequency vibrations. Merkel's discs, these provide information about steady pressure and the edges of objects, allowing us to perceive shapes. Ruffini endings. These monitor the stretching of the skin and help us maintain a grip on objects. The C-tactile fiber, the emotional circuit. For decades, scientists focused primarily on the discriminative aspect of touch, how we identify a key in our pocket or feel a sharp needle. However, relatively recent research has identified a second, parallel system, C-tactile afferents. Unlike the fast-conducting fibers that tell us what we are touching, CT fibers are slow-conducting and specifically tuned to nurturing touch. They respond most vigorously to slow, gentle stroking at a temperature similar to human skin. These fibers bypass the parts of the brain that analyze texture and instead fire directly into the insular cortex, a region associated with emotion and self-awareness. This is the biological social touch circuit, designed specifically to foster bonding and emotional security. The neurochemical response. When the skin's receptors are activated, especially through the CT fiber system, it triggers a profound neurochemical shift. The most famous participant in this process is oxytocin. Often called the cuddle hormone, oxytocin reduces social anxiety and strengthens the bond between individuals. Simultaneously, touch stimulates the release of endorphins and dopamine. This combination acts as a natural analgesic, lowering our perception of pain and inducing a state of mild euphoria or relaxation. At the same time, the body inhibits the production of cortisol, the primary stress hormone. This is why physical contact is one of the most effective ways to lower blood pressure and heart rate in a stressed individual. Touch and the vagus nerve. The science of touch is also inextricably linked to the vagus nerve, the longest nerve of the autonomic nervous system. The vagus nerve acts as the highway for the parasympathetic nervous system, which manages our rest and digest functions. When we experience deep pressure touch, like a firm hug or a massage, it stimulates the vagal activity. This leads to an increase in gastric motility, better digestion, and a decrease in heart rate. For infants, especially those born prematurely, this stimulation is critical. Studies have shown that kangaroo care, skin-to-skin contact, can significantly speed up weight gain and improve the survival rates of preemies by optimizing this vagal response. The brain's map, the somatosensory cortex. Every inch of our skin is mapped to a specific area of the brain called the somatosensory cortex. This map, often referred to as the homunculus, is not proportional to the size of the body part but to its sensitivity. The hands, lips, and tongue occupy vast territories of the brain compared to the back or the legs. This cortical real estate demonstrates how vital touch is to our cognitive processing. When we are deprived of touch, these areas of the brain can become understimulated, potentially leading to issues with body image, spatial awareness, and even emotional dysregulation. The brain literally needs tactile input to maintain an accurate image of the self. Conclusion. The science of touch proves that we are hardwired for connection. From the specialized receptors in our fingertips to the emotional circuits of the insular cortex, our bodies are designed to seek out and benefit from physical contact. Touch is a biological imperative that influences every system in the body, from the cardiovascular to the immune system. By understanding the mechanics of haptics, we can better appreciate the profound power of a simple human gesture to heal, calm, and connect.